This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين وعلى أصحابه وعلى جميع الأنبياء والمرسلين السلام عليكم ورحمة الله تعالى وبركاته. إن شاء الله we continue our series titled نبلاء حول المصطفى, Noble Ones Around the Chosen One, snapshots and anecdotes from the inspirational lives of great people who were the companions of our beloved Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa ashabihi wa sallam. And tonight we focus on the dependable political activist Miqdad bin al-Aswad. Many people come into faith and then they get inspired by those around them, motivated maybe to go to battle because others are fighting a cause. Miqdad was different. He was inspired but also inspirational. His parents settled in Hadramaut, which is a very well-known part of Yemen, where Miqdad was born. And even as a youth, he had the courage of his conviction and the guts to stand up, to speak against injustices and corruption in his town. Amongst the people that he challenged openly was the influential Abu Shimr of the Kindi tribe in their area. They were a very dominant tribe, politically well connected, and of course economically very strong. And therefore he was made to leave Yemen because of his political activism. And he left for Mecca, not because he heard of the Prophet, not because he heard of Islam. He left for Mecca, which was a trading center, and he settled there, and he was adopted and taken in by a man called Aswad bin Abdi Yaghuth, hence his name, Miqdad bin Aswad. Aswad was not his real father. Upon hearing of rumblings in the town that there are some people who are embracing a new faith, he went to Baytul Arqam. And by the way, we've noticed all the people we dealt with so far in these 5 nights, all of them were among the first 10 or 12 people who embraced Islam. Upon hearing about this new message, he went to Baytul Arqam, and at the prime of his life, at the age of 24, this courageous, independent thinking person went and embraced the faith at the hands of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in the secrecy of the night. So he already came, migrated by himself from Yemen to Makkah. When the persecution was severe for the early Muslims, he was one of those 17 people also who migrated from Makkah to Abyssinia. And then when the Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam went to Medina, he again migrated from Abyssinia to Medina. In his case, slightly different in that he already migrated by himself to Mecca. He didn't come as a businessman, he actually migrated to Mecca because of his political activism in Yemen. A few months after the arrival of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, the Meccan army, the Quraysh army, attacked in the month of Ramadan, the 17th of Ramadan, as you know, the Battle of Badr, Yawm al-Taqal Jama'ani, Yawm al-Furqan, which Quran refers to. What was to be the first major battle in the Muslims were engaged in. And the night before the Meccans attacked, as you know, the Muslims were outnumbered. 300 against 1,000. 300 ill-equipped against 1,000 well-prepared soldiers. Miqdad evoked the conscience of the handful of followers of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam to face a well-armed force of 1,000 people, thoroughly prepared fighters. And he said to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Ya Rasulullah, لقد آمنا بك وصدقناك وشهدنا أن ما جئت به هو الحق وأعطيناك على ذلك عهودنا ومواثيقنا فامضي يا رسول الله لما أردت. testimony that what you have come with is the truth. We have given you our oath of allegiance and our covenant. So go ahead with whatever you have decided. وَالَّذِي بَعَثَكَ بِالْحَقِّ لَوِ اسْتَعْرَضْتَ بِنَا هَذَا الْبَحْرِ فَخَدْتَهُ وَلَخَدْنَاهُ مَعَكَ وَمَا نَكْرَهُ أَنْ تَلْقَى بِنَا عَدُوَّنَا غَدًا. I swear by the one who has sent you with the truth of Muhammad, if you take us to the oceans, to cross the oceans, to defend our faith, we are not displeased to fend off the enemies who want to extinguish our faith tomorrow. At the Battle of Badr, the Muslims, 300, only had two horses. Some had swords and shields, many did not even have shields to defend themselves. Two people had horses. One of us, Haritha bin Saraqa, who was killed while drinking water on the battlefield, and the other one, Miqdad bin al-Aswad. And therefore, historians say, and the companions attest, أول من عدا به فرسه في سبيل الله المقداد بن الأسود. The first person who was a knight who rode a horse into battle in the path of Allah was المقداد, the son of Aswad. It is of heroic people like these that the poet philosopher of Islam Allama Iqbal wrote, دست تو دست ہے دریا بھی نہ چورے ہم نے بحر ظلمت میں دور دیے گورے ہم نے. The heroic Muslims carried the message land to land and beyond the land. They did not fear nor hesitate to traverse the unknown oceans in defense of faith. And the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, when he heard the words of Miqdad, he turned to Allah in prayer, a very moving prayer. Allahumma hadhihi Quraysh qad aqbalat bukhayla'iha wa fakhriha tahadduka وتكذب رسولك اللهم فنصرك الذي وعدتني. Oh Allah, these are the Quraysh who have come with their army and their pride and arrogance. They challenge you and they belie the message your messenger has brought to them. Oh Allah, I ask for the victory that you have promised. And the dua goes on. Oh Allah, look at these people fighting to you for your cause, hungry and poor. Oh Allah, if they are defeated today, who will truly worship you? Oh Allah, grant them victory. Perchance they may have food to still their hunger and some cloth to cover their nakedness. Miqdad stood up and assured the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam with the most assuring words ever heard on a battlefield. Ya Rasulullah, imdi bima araka Allah, fa nahnu ma'ak. Wallahi la naqul laka kama qalat banu Israel Musa, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna hauna qa'idun. Bal naqul laka, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila inna ma'akum muqatilun. You heard in the reading. We hear in the Tarawih recitation, where Musa alayhi salam, when he told his people, let's take on Fir'aun, they told Musa alayhi salam, idhab anta wa rabbuka faqatila, you and your Lord, you go and fight. Inna hauna qa'idun, we're sitting in our seat, we'll watch you do that. And of course, only two people got up. Qala rajulani min alladhina khaf, who got up and went with Musa and was prepared to stand up with him. Opposite of this political activist, who had the courage of his conviction and who was prepared to put to action what he proclaimed. He said, O Prophet of Allah, O Messenger, proceed as Allah wishes you to proceed. We are with you, and I swear by Allah that we will not say to you what Bani Israel said to Musa. We will not say, you and your Lord go and fight. We shall be sitting down. We say to you, you and your Lord go and fight. Most surely, we will be by your side fighting with you. The same person in the Battle of Uhud, when the Rasul was injured, were among the people who defended the Rasul, repelling the forces of the opposition until the Muslims were secure. He was a teacher of the Quran who memorized the Quran and taught it to others. And many people now go to study and to study Islamic studies and qira'at and so on. Well, at least before this war, he was one of the people who taught Quran. So many people who taught Quran, learned Quran, qira'at and so on, they learnt it from Miqdad bin al-Aswad. So sometimes when we learn by people in Syria, we are learning from students of students of students who are linked to Miqdad, may Allah be pleased with him, who died there at the age of 70. What was unique about Miqdad? He was a principled man who stood up to the corrupt overlords in his hometown in Yemen and had to migrate to Mecca, accept the Prophet and embrace Islam, then from Mecca to Abyssinia to avoid persecution, then back to the Prophet in Medina where they were attacked and he defended Islam. He became a decisive defender of the truth, a reliable and a loyal person in times of ease and in difficulty, and a brilliant motivator in times of daunting challenges. The first Awwal al-Faris in Islam, the first knight of Islam. Outspoken protagonist for justice, stood up for what was right, unhesitantly spoke out truth to power, and as a political activist, as you know, had to leave his own country and establish himself somewhere else where he found the ideal system of justice. When he found the justice, he stayed there. And these are people who love justice. And those who are just, Allah loves them, as the Quran says, as we hear in the recitation, إِنَّ اللَّهَ يُحِبُّ الْمُقْسِطِينَ. Allah loves those who are just. And therefore the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam once said to Miqdad, Ya Miqdad, إِنَّ اللَّهَ أَمَرِنِي بِحُبِّكَ وَأَنْبَأَنِي أَنَّهُ يُحِبُّكَ. He said, O Miqdad, Allah has commanded me to love you. O Miqdad, Allah has commanded me to love you and He's informed me that He loves you. And therefore we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the famous dua of the Rasul, Allahumma inna nas'aluka hubbak wa hubba man yuhibbuk wa hubba amali yuballighuna ila hubbik. O Allah, we seek your love and the love of those who love thee, and that we love those deeds that will enable us to be worthy of your love. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله العظيم لي ولكم والسلام عليكم ورحمة الله.